Hello and welcome to this month's Squawkcast. We have on this month two Squawk journalists to talk about their articles. First up, Henry Jones and an article about Handcrank, the band. And after that, we have Ruth Kerr talking about political activism and how Craigmont pupils can have their voices heard within the school community. Hello, Henry. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you.
So I'm here speaking to you about your article for the upcoming Squawk about the Handcrank band. So could you first describe what your goal is with the article?
I want to enlighten more people about Handcrank.
But what about Handcrank do you want to enlighten people about?
Just the whole biz. What's going on? What are they doing? What they're up to? You know what I mean? They're quite a good band, I think, because, I don't know, they're just quite real. They're just a real band. They're not really like an act. They're just sort of, I don't know how to describe them. They're not really an act. They're sort of quite authentic in how they make their music and they perform.
Is there anything you could reveal to listeners about your article that they might be interested in knowing about Handcrank specifically?
Listen. Do you like Handcrank? You'll love the article, because I'm the best writer in the Squawk, and that's guaranteed. And
this is not the official view of the podcast. Views expressed on the podcast are not the official views of the Squawk as an institution or the Squawkcast.
Well, you might say that, but, you know, we all know what we think. And I'm the best writer. So what I want to try and do with the article, you know, bring more people towards the light of Handcrank, enlighten them a little bit. Get people cranking like they've never cranked
before.
Get
people cranking. Yep. All right. That's going to be the main quote of this this interview.
I'll stand by that.
What is your... Well, you've spoken a little bit about your impression of Handcrank as a sort of... as a authentic band. What do you think of the individual members themselves? I mean, obviously, I consider myself friends with most of the members. I have classes fairly often with Lockie, especially. What is your perception of them?
I like them. I mean... Obviously, you know, Rory, very troubled boy. He might need a bit of help. Especially, sort of demonstrated in Handcrank, the movie, if you watch that. It's a very real depiction of what I think goes on.
Really? You think Handcrank, the movie, is a fair description of what goes on?
I think certain parts are extremely realistic of Handcrank, the movie.
What parts of Handcrank, the movie, do you feel are very realistic in portrayal of... Handcrank the band, Henry.
I think
we might need to.
Rory's
no.
Rory's leadership of the band and his choices, especially towards Lockie, I think they're very realistic in the film. I think it really captured the spirit of Handcrank very well.
I feel like that's slightly concerning. But you've had more direct access to them than maybe I've had. So if Rory is
behind closed doors, he's a monster.
Is this one of the breaking scoops we can expect to get from your article?
Wait and see. That's all I'll say for now.
But it sort of gets to something, which is Handcrank the movie. What were your thoughts on them? Obviously, it was made by Gregor.
Who's the drummer in Handcrank.
Who's the drummer in Handcrank.
I think it was really good. It's sort of...
Was it a fair dramatization of what was actually happening with your interviews of them, considering the whole framing device of the movie is someone speaking with Handcrank, the band?
Yeah, it's like a mockumentary, but it's framed as a mockumentary. It's very realistic, I think. But it's a really good film. If Gregor puts it out on his... You know, you'll hear of that on his Instagram for his movies, which is Egg Productions.
Egg Productions? Well, Egg Productions on Instagram. Shout out.
Uh-huh. Shout out to Ed Productions and Gregor Kelt. He's a really good filmmaker.
You're very talented.
He's very talented, yeah.
And you can also expect a Squawk article about both, Handcrank the movie, but also Chicken Club and Chuck Healy, which were the other films sort of billed as a three...
It was a three film showing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd expect a review of all three of those films on the Squawk, but while I have you here, what do you think of the other two films?
I like them. I mean, Chuck Healy, it wasn't as maybe like funny as Chicken Club or Handcrank the movie, but I think that worked well in its own way. It was like its own thing. It really only had like one sort of joke in it. The rest was sort of like a drama. I thought I enjoyed it a lot.
I mean, it's sort of built off of a play of words, the whole thing, which is the idea of an unspeakable act. But I think despite the inherent silliness in a bunch of teenagers dressed up with dressed up as detectives chasing after Carl McAvey in a gas mask. A shout out to Carl McAvey, the person from the journalism class.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting individual. And also a Squatcast interviewee.
Yes.
But yeah, despite the inherent silliness in that, I think it does work well as a serious picture. And then Chicken Club, I think I spoke with Gregor for an interview for the article earlier today, and he was saying that the entire point of Chicken Club was to make a balanced film tonally between more serious and funny aspects of it. Do you think he was successful in that?
Yeah, I think he... It was really sort of... It was quite a compelling film, I think. Especially the fact that you got Douglas Russell in it, who's like a... He's a tears actor. Like, he's been in Adolescence, Department Q. He's been in... He was in Batman. He was in...
Of course you'd know that he's in Batman.
Yeah, he was in Kingdom Come Deliverance, which is a Game of the Year nominated game.
KCD2, you mean?
Yeah, KCD2, he was one
Speaking of
Speaking
of, another Squawk article you can be expecting is Game of the Year. Wow, Henry, you're really doing a good job letting me plug
really
my stuff
here. I'm taking a tour around the Squawk. It's really good, you should expect a lot of good things. It's quite a big Squawk because it's covering both November and December. It's sort of a Christmas article. But there's plenty of good stuff in there.
Yep, thank you very much for your time, Henry.
Handcrank.
And that was Henry Jones on Handcrank. Next up, Ruth Kerr talking about political activism and pupil action groups. Hello, Ruth. Welcome to the show.
This is not like the fifth time we've recorded.
Definitely not.
It's okay, we're locked in now.
Definitely.
So yes, hi, Sethic. How are you doing today?
Doing well, doing well. So the reason I'm having you on the show today is your article this month for the main squawk. Our main Squawk newspaper, so could you describe that article?
So this month, me and Adam, we wrote an article on activism in Craigmont High School, because recently I feel like I've experienced a surge in people being more interested in like social political issues that affect them and like people around them and stuff, which has been quite cool to experience, really. So I felt that it was probably something that people would find interesting to read about, and it was nice to talk about. Yeah, and we interviewed Ms. Clark for that, because she obviously is quite a hand in the PAG groups, which also lead into that sort of area,
I mean, I have a declared interest as a politics student, which means I am fairly nerdy about this kind of stuff, but why do you think the surge has happened?
I don't know. I at least am more, like, because obviously social media is great, because it keeps everyone so connected, and obviously sometimes it can be a bit jarring, and, like, you can see a little bit too much, and it's a bit depressing sometimes, but it can be great in, like, keeping people informed and, like, educated and that sort of thing. And also just, I guess, as people have got older, you at least start becoming more aware of everyone around you and stuff, which has been quite cool. Quite cool to watch, yeah.
I mean, we have, in Scotland, we have elections coming up later next year, and some pupils are old enough to vote.
Quite a lot
or
of us,
will
actually,
be.
Because it's 16 in Scotland.
It's 16, so that would be S5, some S4s, and all S6s.
Which is pretty awesome. I'm excited to vote. Voting is good. Please vote.
Register to vote and, like, vote.
I'm a bit annoyed because I never got to, obvious, like, I will be 18 by the time we're voting, so what's the point of voting for 16? I never got to do that. But anyway. But I'm, obviously it's great, I think. Voting's great. I'm excited to vote. I think it'll be cool.
Yeah.
I hope I'm registered. I think I'm registered. I can only check that I'm registered. I think I did that.
Yeah, but the article itself focuses less on that, more on pupil action groups way for political activism for students. Could you describe, you're obviously a part of the Charity and Equity pupil action group,
Charity and Equity, we do quite a lot of things with that in that sort of ballpark. We, at the moment, are raising money for the Trust of Trust, we're collecting stuff for Food Bank and Clothes Bank, and really focusing on, like, Christmas, because it's quite a hard time for lots of families and communities.
Yep. Especially because of winter?
Because of, like, you get the heating, you get kids home from school, you get Christmas time, which can, all those things can be quite hard and, like, quite a big struggle for some families. So it's been quite a nice thing to focus on coming up to Christmas. But also in the past, we've done quite a lot of other things, quite branch into lots of different areas, you know, just things that we feel affect the community around us and stuff.
Yep. To what extent do you think the school can improve the avenues people have for political activism?
I think not everyone's involved. I think it would be quite cool to see more people involved. While there have been, like, I mean, Charity and Equity has definitely grown. Like, it's at least doubled in size this year, which is so cool.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think there's been better awareness of it existing, which has been awesome. But I also just, again, think there's been, like, kind of a surge in people being interested in this sort of thing. Because it becomes apparent when so much is going around that, like, it does affect you, and you kind of do, you're allowed to do something about it, so you should.
Do you think the fact that, I mean, not to get too bogged down in serious politics here, but do you think the fact that the economic situation and cost of living is becoming more of an issue has made people more aware as to the kind of things that Charity and Equity helps with in terms of poverty and...
I think so, yeah. I think a lot of people are realising that it's an issue that's quite close to home, which is quite sad. It's a thing which a lot of our students and community members will experience and struggle with, and, like, most people will... Everyone will be aware of how everything's increased and everything's just become a bit harder. So I think it's great that people are taking that and they're not getting bogged down and they're doing something about it, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is a good thing that seeing these kinds of problems doesn't lead to apathy, which it very well could lead to, and instead leads to big surges in interest in things like the Charity and Equity PAG. I know sustainability has also been seeing quite a lot of extra membership, which is, again, good, because as impacts of climate change become more visible, it obviously becomes more and more pressing to be more sustainable, to be better for the environment. Do you think, what's your call to action for listeners in terms of these kinds of issues?
I think they should join a people action group. There's so many people action groups, and they meet during tutor time, and as much as, like, you spend your time with your friends, why don't you and your friends join a people action group?
Bully all of your friends into joining people action groups, even if they're in different tutors to you.
I now get to spend my tutors with my friends who weren't in the same tutor as me and were in a people action group. So it's kind of like a double win. So join a people action group, stay educated, because it's good to be educated. So you need to keep on top of what's going on. Don't get too bogged down with stuff, and don't consume things if it's getting a bit distressing. But, like, it's good to be educated. And you can do things, so, like...
Yeah, final question, slightly different topic. The other main interview for this podcast is going to be with Squawk journalist Henry Jones about the Chicken Club premiere for the three films. You were there as well?
Yes,
well, what were your thoughts?
Oh, it was great. I love it. I love Egg Productions. I love everything they do. They're so sick. I love the films. I love the premieres. I was in it this time, a background character, which was pretty cool. That was very fun, because I went to the distributor's premiere, so it was cool to be like, oh my gosh, that's my face, and then also be like, oh my gosh, why am I pulling that face on camera? Whoa, okay. But it was very awesome and sick, and I think it's, like, a great way to build a community and stuff.
Yeah, and,
and they were good films. They're good films.
Yep. And finally, what are your thoughts, or can you give us some thoughts on some of the articles you've heard about in the upcoming Squawk?
Well, I've heard that there's a brilliant article on the hit band Handcrank. Whoa! Love Handcrank.
We love Handcrank.
And Henry...
This is the official view of the Squawkcast podcast. Handcrank is the best.
Handcrank is the best. I think Henry wrote an article on Handcrank, and I think Lucas, if you are interested in the activism article, I think Lucas wrote an article on AI.
Oh, and yes, that's its effects, very interesting.
Especially with the S6s at the moment, it's quite a hot topic, so I think that will definitely be interesting. And go quite nicely with the Mia Adams article, so lots of things to look forward to.
Yep, great Squawk, upcoming, which, by the way, the cover of which was stolen by the New Statesman.
I know, I saw you sent that to me this morning. This New Statesman's... The New Statesman stole our cover. They stole the Squawk title. Stranger Things stole our title. And the New Statesman is stealing our pages. What are we meant to do? We're actually being plagiarized. We need to start copywriting this stuff.
We do need to start copywriting this stuff.
We need to start, like, suing them.
Yep, absolutely.
We can make money out of this.
New Statesman, this is an official declaration of newspaper war. No, this is the official position of the Squawk newspaper. We are declaring war on the New Statesman.
You need to stop stealing our ideas.
Yep, absolutely.
Because now it's going to look like we're copying them, and that's not good.
Yeah, red-branded media companies, stop stealing our stuff.
Exactly. They're stealing the new indie newspapers stuff.
Yeah.
What a shocker.
Yeah, the mainstream media.
Media is stealing other people's ideas. What a shocker.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Seth,
for the show, Ruth. And that is us for the month and for 2025. The Squadcast will return in 2026 in January. All goes according to plan. We will be running a Squadcast about the Battle of the Bands. And people behind the event and how the event goes. So that'll be exciting to see. But for now, it has been lovely podcasting. Thank you very much for your time, and goodbye.